It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Welcome you back to the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin here bringing you all of tonight's action as we continue on in the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. It's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Let's look at some of these keys to the game. They're presented by Jeff Coat Tran Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. I think the first one that we mentioned, to mention it in the girls' game as well, continuing on in that defensive pressure. They have done such a good job creating live ball turnovers. Again, this Lee Scott team, if you know them or if you've listened to any of these broadcasts, you know that this team loves to get out and run. They do not want to. They can if they need to, but they do not want to run a whole lot of half-court sets throughout the game. They almost want their defensive pressure to be their half-court set, if you will, because this team, whether it's a steal, a defensive rebound, or even an inbound off of a made shot, this team loves to get out and run. Second thing is controlling the speed of the game. Again, I just mentioned how fast they like to go. This team in Lafayette wants to run just as fast. So making sure that you're playing at your speed rather than at their speed, making sure that everything stays under control. We'll take a 30-second break here. We're going to get those starting lineups from you as well. Again, those keys to the game presented by Jeff Coat Tran Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. We'll take a quick break here, come back, get you those starting lineups, and have the first quarter. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's Lee Scott Basketball Game Time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
It'll be Haley, Harper, Wright, Myers, and Cook, the same starting five that you've seen throughout a majority of the season. Those starting lineups presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. And a reminder that tonight, the opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Basketball. Well, prior to the tip, I'm not exactly sure what happened, if possibly numbers weren't correct on the score sheet or what. But Barrett Cook stands at the free throw line. And he will shoot at least one, if not two, free throws. The first one off the back iron. And no good. And the second one off the front of the rim. And no good. So Warriors unable to convert on the two free throws. Again, not exactly sure what happened. There wasn't a technical or anything, I'm guessing, if anything, or a pregame technical due to a possible misjudging of some of the numbers or anything, but we're underway. Warriors will automatically win the tip, and they have it going right to left. Warriors in their home whites. They find Parker right here in the low block. He gets double teamed and the ball gets poked away. Now ripped away. It'll be a jump ball with the Bulldogs. And Haley, a possession arrow, will give it to the Bulldogs. Just underway here in the varsity boys game. Varsity girls were victorious. Boys looking to complete the same thing. Warriors coming out in a 2-3 high ball pressure zone. Could have been a travel. No call. Bulldogs will set the offense at the LSA logo 30 seconds in to tonight's contest. Bulldogs just kind of standing outside the three-point line. Nothing really going on. The pressure of this zone almost forces a turnover. Now is a turnover with Parks Myers. His on the right side. Draws contact. Left-handed layup won't go. Barrett Cook with the offensive rebound. He'll slow things down. Kick it out to Parker Wright. Now to Hayden Harper. Thought about the three. Now we'll kick it out to the top of the key with Haley. Now back to Parker, or back to Harper, rather. Now to Haley and Myers. He gets inside the paint. His left-handed layup won't go, but is hit on the way up, and he will head to the free throw line. It was a late whistle, but I do believe it was the correct call. As Parks Myers will head to the charity stripe. Parks Myers had 10 points in his last outing last night in the Warriors' 71-36 win over the Blue Devils of Notasauga. Warriors can't connect at the free throw line. They're 0 for 3 to start the night. As the first free throw from Myers comes up short. Second one breaks the seal, however, and the Warriors are on the board. 6:47 remaining in this opening period. Warriors with a 1-0 lead. Bulldogs able to get it inside. Could have been a charge now, or a no call, rather. Parker Wright probably would have been in the restricted area, and the layup is good for the Bulldogs. It was Gates with the layup. They find Parker Wright in the short corner. He's double-teamed as he brings the ball down. Now a steal on his end. Warriors turn the ball over once again. They get it in the short corner now to the wing. Now back up to the opposite king wing. Good ball reversal by the Bulldogs. Three-pointer in the corner won't go. Parker Wright now one-on-one fast break. His right-handed layup is up, and it is good. Parker Wright running the floor for this Warriors team. And you see it right there, how quickly this team wants to get out and run a one-man show. Nice block by Haley on the inside. Warriors lead 3-2, 5:45 remaining in this first quarter. Bulldogs kick it down to the low block. Now back to the top of the wing. Now down to the left wing. That three won't go. Parker Wright, the rebound. He finds Hayden Harper. Harper backs things out. Now back to Haley. Gets 2 feet in the paint. Parker Wright, touch shot from just outside the block. Gets that to go. Parker Wright, back-to-back buckets. He has 4 points. And the Warriors lead by three. They lead 5-2. Ball down to the short corner with the Bulldogs, but now back out. And the point guard, Lloyd, will set the offense. They throw it inside, now back to the wing. And they're going to call a late charge on Parker Wright. Don't know if that was a makeup call from the one that could have been called the last time. I didn't see too much contact, but Parker Wright draws the charge, and we're going the other way. Three fouls early on this Bulldog squad. Warriors haven't recorded a foul. Approaching the five-minute mark. Now right at the five-minute mark here in this first quarter. Warriors with a 5-2 advantage. Nice ball movement by the Warriors. It's Myers to Wright, and then Haley on the left block, and his layup gets it to go. Warriors with a 7-2 advantage. They put the points on the wrong side. It says 5-4. It's 7-2. Ball working inside. A lot of physicality. Layup won't go off the block. Out of the hands of Barrett Cook, into the hands of Parker Wright. Now with Hayden Harper working his way inside. He draws the foul. It will be on the pass, not on the shot. So the Warriors will inbound the ball. Baseline right under their own basket. Just under 4.5 to play here in the first period. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Ball gets kicked to the opposite wing. Now to Haley. Gets 2 feet in the paint. Right-handed touch shot. Won't go. Bulldogs might have gotten a little piece of it. And they've ripped down the rebound. Gates, the big body presence for the Bulldogs. He stands at the free throw line now. Teammates trying to find him with the ball being reversed around. Ball goes off the leg of Parks Myers. They didn't call a kickball initially. And the ball almost rolls all the way down to the opposite baseline, but it will remain Bulldog basketball with 3:49 remaining on the clock. Will Lyles and Chapman Harris will check in to the game. And if you were a listener or spectator last night, you'll see that late in the game, Wyatt Watley went down with an ankle injury on a layup that he did make. But Wyatt is in his warm-up gear. I don't have an official word about whether or not he will play, but everybody else is in a jersey and shorts. He's in a sweatpant, or in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. So if I had to guess, he will not take the floor tonight. We'll see how much of a factor that plays for the Warriors. Is that he's usually their backup point guard. Hayden Harper going to have to play probably some more meaningful minutes tonight. 8-foot jumper from Parker Wright won't go. Defensive rebound ripped down, and a timeout is called for the Bulldogs. It will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 3:20 to play here in the first period. Warriors with a 7-2 advantage over the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Christian Griffin here with you tonight all night and all season long on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Whether you're tuned in on Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, the YouTube or the Facebook live stream, we appreciate you tuning in and for showing your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Warriors 9-1 this season, looking to make it 10-1 with a victory tonight. Girls did their portion with a 46-21 victory over the Bulldogs, bringing the varsity team to 5-0 this week. Again, both teams won on Tuesday night, both teams won on Thursday night. And the girls victorious here tonight. Boys lead 7-2 with 3:10 to play. Ball gets kicked down to the left wing, and that three-pointer is buried to cut into the lead. It's 7-5. Ball gets reversed inside to Parker Wright. And a cheap foul. On the Bulldogs. Some confusion on the floor. I think it's just something of the scoreboard. It should be 7-5. There we go. After a little bit of confusion. And with that being the fifth team foul for the Bulldogs, Parker Wright will head to the free throw line, where the Warriors have not had much success tonight. They're 1-for-4, make it 1-for-5. A substitution was called back. Brooke Zachary was trying to check into the game. Parker Wright buries the second free throw, and they're still trying to get their subs in, but they're not going to let him. Parker Wright, the second free throw is good. The second free throw counts as another dead ball, so they should have been able to sub in, but referee had to make his way into the game. Hurley, 8-5. Lee Scott out in front. Three-pointer on the left wing from Jordan Johnson. And that ties the game at 8. 2.5 to play here in the first quarter. Hayden Harper with the ball. Backs it out to the volleyball line. Now gets it to Chapman Harris. His corner three is nothing but net. Chapman Harris with the response. Warriors retake the lead 11-8. Bulldogs break the press and get a nice ball movement inside. They get it to the free throw line, now down to the right block. Layup is no good, but I believe they're going to get Haley with a foul going for the block. Warriors were out of position, and I think you can hear Coach Johnson from here saying, Chapman, you were there. I think they were trying to trap as soon as they got across half court. First free throw is no good. And now the Warriors are allowed to sub. It'll be Brooke Zachary and Cord Zellner checking into the game. So it's Lyles, Harper, Zachary, Zellner, and Harris in the contest right now for Lee Scott. Cord Zellner rips down the rebounds. Bulldogs go 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Neither team shooting it very well from the free throw line. A little motion offense. They get it to Chapman Harris. Going to his right, using that left hand over the right shoulder. And he gets it to go. Chapman Harris now with 5 in the contest. Warriors lead is extended back to 5. Warriors a little bit out of position. Ball movement working around. Staying along the left side, and they're going to say a foul on, oh, I thought they were calling it on Lee Scott. He said foul and pointed right here. If it's a foul on them, you point the other way. But it will be. The rebound goes to Cord Zellner, and he was pushed from behind, so he will now head to the free throw line. With that being the 7th team foul for the Bulldogs in this opening period. First free throw from Zellner is up and good. Second free throw is well short. Will Lyles the offensive rebound, and the touch shot is good. Warriors only 3 for 8 from the free throw line now, but Will Lyles a nice offensive rebound and turns it into a 3-point possession. Warriors have now doubled up the Bulldogs. You wouldn't think it, but they lead 16-8. Bulldogs bringing it up, running a half-court set. Warriors keeping that 2-3 zone, but it's all the way extended out to the volleyball line. They get it inside the free throw line, which is where you want it. Deep three is off the back iron. Hayden Harper with a long rebound. A 2-on-3 fast break. Harper takes it all the way. Layup won't go. Rebound with Cord Zellner. And it went off of the defender. Should be Warrior basketball. It is. Nice job by Hayden Harper. There's a little bit of a discussion now. I didn't think that. I didn't think that there was confusion about it being Warrior basketball, unless they said that Hayden Harper trying to throw it off of a defender and then it hit him again, but I didn't see it. Warrior basketball up 16-8, approaching a minute to play here in the first quarter. Both teams running a 2-3 zone. Will Lyles, left wing three, no good. Long rebound goes to Hayden Harper right at the three-point line. They throw it inside to Brooke Zachary. He then tries to find Hayden Harper, who was not still at the top of the key, but they'll call him for a travel. More beneficial that a travel was called, as it turns into a dead ball turnover rather than a live ball turnover. Warriors extending that 2-3 zone into a trap at the half-court line. Under a minute to play, 50 seconds here in this first quarter. Warriors lead by 8. Warriors forcing the Bulldogs to shoot really deep threes, but Jordan Johnson with his 3rd of the first quarter. He now has 9 of the 11 points. Chapman Harris turns it over on their end. Warriors, or Bulldogs rather, with a 2-on-1 fast break. Hayden Harper stops the wide open layup, but the Bulldogs head to the free throw line. Jordan Johnson with 3 threes in this first quarter, doing everything he can. First free throw is up, and it is good. It's Julian Robinson at the free throw line. And whoever's keeping track of the score is having a little bit of difficulty. If only Rhett Chrome was here to make fun of the scorekeepers again. Rhett Chrome will be with us, I'm sure, periodically. A color commentator for football. He'll join us for a couple of the big region games here inside Samford Gymnasium. Both free throws from Robinson are up and good. With 15 seconds left, we'll see if the Warriors hold for the final shots. Almost a turnover as they lead by three. They throw it inside to Zellner. Now back out to Lyles. His right wing three is no good. Bulldogs rip down the rebound with 5 seconds. It's Johnson bringing the ball up. He gets the shot off, but it will be no good. Not quite an elbow jumper, not quite a block jumper. But regardless, couldn't get it to fall. 16-13. Bulldogs go on a little bit of a run to end the first quarter. We're through eight here inside Samford Gymnasium. Don't go anywhere. Second quarter after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Warriors get the ball to start this second quarter, leading 16-13 over the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action. Varsity girls victorious. Now time for the boys working around the perimeter. They find Haley. Now back to Harper on the wing. Warriors trying to find anybody open. The pressure on ball defense. Parks Myers gets away with a travel. Hayden Harper works his way inside. Right-hand layup goes off the back iron. No good. Bulldogs and Johnson rip down the rebounds. Tried to throw it to the corner. Almost stolen. Now into the low block. Now back out to the wing and back out to the top of the key to set the offense. Now down in the corner. Warriors try to go for a poke steal, and I believe it worked. And they're going to say that it goes off the leg of one of the Bulldogs. And it's Warrior basketball. Hayden Harper quick to bring things up. Barrett Cook thought about the three, but kicks it back out to Hayden Harper. Warriors trying to find it inside to try and compress the zone a little bit. They finally do. Now Parker Wright, now down to the low block. Could have been a travel. Parks Myers reverse left-handed layup. Haven't seen that too many times. Was on the left side, worked his way to the right. Body falling away, still used the left hand. But he got it to go. The first points for the Warriors in the second quarter. They now lead by 5, 18-13. Johnson wide open on the left wing. Warriors fortunate that didn't go. Rebounds with Haley. Now out to Harper. Then Barrett Cook was actually intercepted before it got to Cook in the corner by Johnson. He now kicks it to the wing out of the corner. That corner three is short. Barrett Cook with the rebound. They have numbers if they want to use it. But a poke steal from Cam Thomas. And the Bulldogs will slow things down. High ball pressure defense from both of these teams. They're both running 2-3 zones, but really extending, forcing the opposing team to start their offense almost at the Lee Scott logo. Bulldogs get the ball inside the free throw line, and that's beautiful offense. That's the best way to break a zone, to the free throw, then to the opposite block. And a wide open layup for the Bulldogs cuts the lead to 3. Hayden Harper, left wing 3. That one too strong. A fight for the rebound, and they're going to say it's Bulldog basketball. Lee Scott settling a little bit right now with the offensive ends. But it's hard because usually on a 2-3 zone, right around the free throw line area, that's where you want to get the ball because it forces the defense. After discussion, they're actually going to say that it's Warrior basketball. I thought it was out on the Warriors, but he'll take the result. But again, going back to a 2-3 zone, the big man in the bottom layer of that 2-3 zone is almost working his way up to the free throw line. Barrett Cook, corner three, won't go. Parker Wright, offensive rebounds. Hayden Harper works his way inside, spins, and I think they're going to call a travel. They actually get Haley on a three, or offensive 3 seconds. So the Warriors having a real trouble with that 2-3 zone right now. You're going to have to find a way to get some live ball turnovers. We talked about it in the open and create some easy transition buckets. Good thing for the Warriors. They're doing almost the exact same thing that the Bulldogs are doing, forcing the Bulldogs to start way outside the three-point line. But a nice move by the point guard in Lloyd. Goes against the ball screen, spins the other way, and has a wide open layup. Hayden Harper, left wing three. That one is cash. Hayden Harper's first points of the contest come at the 440 mark in the second quarter. Warriors lead 21-17. Lloyd has it at the right wing. Now to the big man at the free throw line. Back to Lloyd. And he will set the offense. Gets 2 feet in the paint. The scoop layup won't go, but they're going to get Haley with a foul over the top. And Quintavious Lloyd will shoot two. A nice move from Lloyd again on the left side. Realized he didn't have the time or the angle to go up with the left hand, so instead just scooped it up and under with the right. Rolled right off the rim, but will be rewarded with two free throws. First one rattles in and out. Chapman Harris will sub into the game for Haley. A full house here inside Samford Gymnasium. Second free throw from Lloyd is up and good, so he splits the pair. 21-18, your score halfway through this second quarter. Ball now with Chapman Harris, and I think they're going to call him for a travel. Picked up that pivot foot before putting the ball on the turf. Tried to jab step, or on the hardwood, but tried to jab step. What picked up that pivot foot. 4 minutes even here in the second quarter. Warriors lead by three, 21-18. The Bulldogs have the ball all the way inside the LSA logo. Johnson, left-handed floater, no good. Parker Wright tried to draw a foul, but it was a late try, and I think Johnson was expecting a little bit more contact. Barrett Cook, right wing three, right corner three, rather, and he buries it. Barrett Cook, his first three of the night. I talked about it last night. Might be the best pure catch-and-shoot three-pointer or three-point shooter on this team. A touch shot right inside the elbow won't go, and Barrett Cook tries to find Parker Wright instead, loses it, and then touches it. That's going to count for a double dribble. Cord Zellner checks in for Parker Wright. Wright will take a breather with 3:13 remaining in this second quarter. Warriors by 6, 24-18. Ball extended right at the free throw line, now on the left wing with Johnson trying to find somebody. A teammate comes to help him right where the volleyball lines intersect. So much credit goes to this Lee Scott Academy defense. You can hear the coach for the Bulldogs saying, be patient. The Warriors done a really nice job. Nice pass by the Bulldogs on the left block, all the way down to the right block. A good pocket pass. And the layup on the weak side cuts the lead to four. Hayden Harper now on the low block. Goes back to the three-point line, now back to Myers, to Harris, to Zellner, and a cutting Parks Myers right at the top of the key. Left-handed layup won't go, but he gets hacked on the way up. He'll shoot two. It's It's the best way to beat that zone right there. You almost just put a lot of bodies on one side, force them to commit to a couple different bodies, and then you move the ball faster than they can reset their zone, and all of a sudden somebody's wide open right in the paint. Parks Myers connects on the first free throw and the second one as well. He now has 5 in the contest, 4 in the quarter. Warriors' lead is back up to 6. And I believe Lee Scott will use a timeout. We'll take one with them. 26-20, 2:24 remaining in the second quarter. Don't go anywhere. The remainder of the second half is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
2:24 remaining here in this second quarter. Bulldogs walking the ball up the floor, trailing by 6 on the road at Lee Scott Academy. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, and the live streams as well, wherever you're tuned in from. Thank you for tuning in and for your support all season long. Lee Scott Academy basketball, long possession here by the Bulldogs. Nothing coming out of it just yet. Under 2 minutes to play. Bulldogs now get 2 feet inside the paint. Kick it out to the corner. Thought about the three. A pump fake and a really late whistle as the Warriors began to go in transition. I thought it was a clean steal, and all the Warriors did as well. They're going to say, I believe it's going to say that it was on Will Lyles. That steal happened right around the three-point line, and Hayden Harper had the ball at half court when that foul was called. The Bulldogs will take over under, or I guess reclaim the ball under their own basket. 1:40 to play here in the second quarter. Johnson thought about another three. He had 3 three-pointers in that first quarter. Really kept them in the game when their offense was sputtering. He still has it on the left wing, trying to find somebody. Does the lefty. He finally finds somebody. They get it to the free throw line, now out to the right wing, splits a couple defenders, and the layup by Quintavious Lloyd is up and good. Warriors quick to bring it around on their possession. Approaching 1 minute to play here in the second quarter. Harper has it on the wing. Will Lyles thought about a three, but now back to Harper. Now to Parks Myers. He works his way inside. Left-handed layup gets blocked. Bulldogs had numbers but decided not to use it. They'll bring the ball up and run a half-court set with 50 seconds to play here. Have it on the right wing, does Lloyd. Running a little bit of motion offense as the Warriors have appeared to switch to a little bit more of a man, a little bit of confusion with Will Lyles. He was out of position, layup no good. Cord Zellner with a big-time rebound. He finds Chapman Harris on the outlet pass, and we're off and running. Hayden Harper, left wing three, yes! Hayden Harper now with 6, and all 6 in the corner, coming off of 2 big threes in the same exact spot. Warriors have extended the lead to 9. Bulldogs work their way inside, get to the low block, but they call a travel on the pass with 12 seconds remaining. Warriors will take over and can hold for the final shot, leading by 7. Harper walks things up, eyeing the clock. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, he finds Park Myers. Now to Chapman Harris. Now back to Lyles. Hayden Harper, right wing three, off the glass. It's good 6 days of the week. Good thing it's Friday night. Warriors extend the lead to 10 with back-to-back threes from Hayden Harper. The Warriors take a 32-22 lead into the halftime break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about some of the stats in the first half. I believe we're going to get Coach Corey Harrison of the girls varsity squad up here as well to talk about their recent success. Don't go anywhere. The Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report is next on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
32-22, your score here at halftime of the varsity boys game. Lee Scott out in front of the Bulldogs of Lafayette through 16 minutes of play. We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. We'll get you some of those halftime stats for the boys game here in just a few minutes, but have the privilege of talking with Coach Corey Harrison of the varsity girls squad. Coach, thanks for taking some time to join us up here. Go Warriors, three in a row Hard to complain about that coming off of 1 week.
Yes, it's nice to get back on the winning side. You know, with injuries and some other things, this is the first week that I've had my full team the entire season. So it's been nice kind of get back in the groove and kind of get back into our rotations.
It's a 52-26 win at Horseshoe Bend, a 46-1 win last night over Notasulga, and then a 46-21 win tonight. Talk about the defensive pressure that your team has really established as of late. Again, as you've allowed less than 26 points all week, and it's led to three wins.
Defense is going to be huge for us. We're never going to be a team that's going to score a ton of points. So we're going to have to limit the other team's opportunities. We've been able to press and kind of get work really hard on transition. We want to try to play faster, kind of make some other teams uncomfortable. I tell my kids all the time that even if we throw the ball, if we play really fast and we turn it over a few extra times, that's okay because we're going to get more opportunities that way. So we're kind of working on speed and pace and being able to really kind of get into our press. So it's been kind of a good week to work on that for us.
You've mentioned that this is the youngest team that you've ever had. You're led by Clark Ivett, a freshman averaging over 17 a game. But as of late, it's been the seniors that have stepped up, especially Camden Cleveland, who won OA News Player of the Week this past week following a double-double. And I believe it was 32 points, 27 rebounds in the tournament in Montgomery. Speak about what she's done and how she's been able to establish her role on this team.
Yeah, Camden has actually stepped up really big for us. We didn't have Clark last week. That hurt us a lot, but it was good for our team to kind of find identity. So Camden stepped up. She has led us and done a really good job pushing pace and playing unbelievably hard. We're not very good if we don't play hard, and we kind of struggled at that for a while. We're almost too dependent on Clark, and Camden has stepped up and done a really good job. Riley has done a good job inside. My other senior, I think Lucy Zellner, played really well tonight.
Yeah.
We've got to get some opportunities in there to kind of open things up. We got to start making shots a little bit better than we did tonight, but that's going to come with time and some work, but we will get there. But I'm really proud of our seniors for stepping up, and Camden has been playing really well and really hard.
I talked about it tonight and a little bit last night as well, that even when your offense goes through some skids or a little bit of some spurts where you're not able to score, the defensive pressure, allowing yourself to get out in transition, get some easy buckets. You found yourself to the free throw line a lot this week as well. How important is that for a team like you, where you say you're not going to necessarily outscore people, but if you can win the charity stripe, you're really going to like where you're at after four quarters?
Absolutely. You always notice that a lot of really good players get almost half their points from the free throw line, and that's what I stress is attack the rim. Make them call a foul. You know, make them do something while we attack the rim, but they're not going to call a foul when we're sitting there shooting the ball in the three-point line and balls bouncing all over the place. So attack the basket, get in the paint, play off 2 feet, and make good things happen.
Talking with Coach Corey Harrison, head coach of the varsity girls squad. 3-0 this week. You look ahead to next week. What do you want to see from your team before you hit that Christmas break, before you really get things going in the new year?
Well, you know, we have our first area game next Tuesday against Beulah. They come to us. It's going to be a big game. First chance to kind of get one up on the area. I think it'll be the first game in our area, of our whole area, for any team. Not a lot of pressure, obviously, but there is some pressure on that game for the first time. It's the first game that we play that really matters. And then we go to Lynette on Thursday, which is going to be a tough matchup for us. I'm excited to watch our kids compete. I'm excited to see how we play against them in their environment, which will be a fun, intense environment. And then Alabama Christian comes to us on Saturday, which we went down there and played without our full roster. It was a really tough place to play. We played them really close in the first half, and then they kind of pulled away from us in the second half. So I'm excited to get another chance to see them.
Coach, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely.
Heck of a week this week.
Right.
Good luck next week. Go Warriors.
Absolutely. Go Warriors. Thanks for all you do, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We'll continue on in the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report in just a few minutes. We'll get you those halftime stats from the boys' game as well. 32-22 at the halftime break. Don't go anywhere. We'll get you those stats when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple.
In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
32-22. Here's we're just about wrapped up with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. A reminder, it's all brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Real fast, looking at some of these halftime stats, as they took a minute off the halftime buzzers, both teams were ready. Gray Haley has 2, Hayden Harper with 9, Parker Wright with 5, Chapman Harris with 5, Will Lyles with 2, Parks Myers with 5, Cord Zellner added a free throw, and Barrett Cook a 3 in there as well. Those halftime stats are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Bulldogs get the basketball first, but turn it over in Barrett Cook. He has a 2-on-1 fast break, uses the left hand to lay it up and in. Barrett Cook now with 5 in the contest. Warriors extend the lead to 12. A big thanks to Coach Corey Harrison, the head coach for the varsity girls squad, spending some time with us, talking about her team a little bit as they win big tonight and won all 3 games this week. Johnson on the other end hits another big 3. He has 4 now in the contest, give him 12 points. And the Bulldogs cut it to single digits. It's 34-25. And Hayden Harper got the inbound pass and passed it to Gray Haley, but Haley wasn't quite, hadn't established himself in bounds yet. So it will be a turnover right back to the Bulldogs. 7:15 to play here in this third quarter. Bulldogs working the ball around, staying on this right side with their point guard, Lloyd. Hayden Harper comes from behind, almost gets a steal, now throws it off of a Bulldog, but it stays in bounds. Hayden Harper flies into the front row. Bulldogs have an advantage, but Gray Haley gets a block and swats it out of bounds. It was 5-on-4 there for a little bit, but Haley with a nice defensive effort cuts that possession, or the opportunity short, rather. It will stay with the Bulldogs under their own basket. Left-handed driving layup is up, plus the foul. It was Kamari Harrington. He got the left-handed layup. Rode the hip of either Gray Haley. Yeah, it was Gray Haley. Chapman Harris will sub in for him. That's at least 3 on Haley here early in this third quarter. But rode the hip of Haley all the way around from the right wing, all the way inside the paint, and able to get the left-handed scoop layup to go. Unable to convert at the free throw line, however. So it remains a 7-point game. Running a little bit of motion offense are the Warriors as the Bulldogs have switched to man. Great ball movement. Barrett Cook, right wing 3. And you know the result when Barrett Cook gets his feet under him. He cashes in for 3. Barrett Cook now has 8 in the contest. Back-to-back buckets and a big-time 3 extends the lead back to 10 for the Warriors. Kamari Harrington, a little bit out of control. He picks up the personal foul. Warriors get the ball back with 6:17 remaining in this third quarter. Chapman Harris to inbound, tries to find Harper, throws Barrett Cook, who makes a nice receiver one-handed grab, throws it inside to the low block, and Parker Wright, then back out to Hayden Harper. He gets 2 feet in the paint, reverse layup, unable to get it to go. Harper shows some frustration as he hits the pads, but he was fouled going on the way up, so he will shoot 2 free throws. Harper's first free throw rattles in and out. Warriors still struggling at the free throw line. They lead by 10, but you feel like it could be 15 or 20. If the Warriors were able to convert at the charity stripe, second one for Harper goes down. Harper had 9 in the second quarter, all coming behind the three-point line. Right-handed layup through a lot of contact, no call. Barrett Cook with the rebound, but it comes down and hits him in the foot. And goes out of bounds. Coach William Johnson screaming at his team, don't jump. I think he was talking to Parker Wright, telling him not to pick up another personal foul. 5:56 remaining in this third quarter. Warriors' lead is 11. Bulldogs inbound. It could have very easily been a travel, but they will say that the timeout will come before. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 5:52 remaining here in this third quarter. Warriors lead 38-27. Again, a big thank you to Coach Corey Harrison for coming up and talking to us during the Orthopedic Clinic halftime reports. Being able to talk about her team a little bit, what she's seen, what she's really liked from her team as they continue to figure things out. Again, such a young squad that she has to coach, but some seniors stepping in big for this Lee Scott team. 3 wins this week, 3 wins in a row. They move to 5-6 on the season. As they mentioned, Beulah comes to town, the first area game for the Warriors. Wide open inbounds pass. Parker Wright went for the steal and came up empty. And Zacharias Gates gets the easy bucket. Warriors now fighting for the loose ball. It'll be a jump ball right around the volleyball line. Possession arrow keeps it with Lee Scott. ...38-29, 5.5 to play here in this third quarter. Hayden Harper working his way inside as the Warriors have gone back, or the Bulldogs rather, have gone back to a 2-3 zone. Chapman Harris gets 2 feet inside the paint. Layup goes off the padding and the backboard. Didn't have a great angle. Parks Myers cutting. His layup is up and good, plus the foul. Parks Myers, if there is one attribute or one quality that this man has on this Lee Scott team that's better, he might be the best cutter for this Lee Scott team. The majority of his points come right at the rim and at the free throw line. Unable to convert at the free throw line, but gets his offensive rebounds. He kicks it to Chapman. Harris does Barrett Cook. That one won't go. Parker Wright fighting for the rebound. They're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow now with the Bulldogs. But how many times have you seen it where a Warrior has the ball outside the three-point line, trying to find somebody open, and Parks Myers cutting right through the middle of the paint is right there. Another perfect example. Gets the layup and the foul. Warriors force a turnover and have a 3-on-0 fast break, but couldn't pick up on it. Did Barrett Cook, as he had his back turned trying to corral the basketball. Chapman Harris has it, gives it to Parks Myers, now to Barrett Cook, now to Hayden Harper. His layup gets blocked. It will stay with the Warriors. The Bulldogs will have a two-man substitution. ...40-29, 4:44 remaining in the third quarter. Chapman Harris has it at the top of the key. He finds Hayden Harper, kicks it to Parks Myers, now back to Barrett Cook on the right wing. Thought about the three, now passes it to Hayden Harper. Warriors trying to get inside that 2-3 zone. Hayden Harper does, the layup's no good. Parker Wright, offensive rebound, a 6-foot touch shot, no good. Parker Wright gets his own offensive rebound through a whole lot of contact, no foul. Another chance for the Warriors, and Parker Wright can't get it to go, but will head to the free throw line. Warriors, 3 or 4 offensive rebounds in that one possession. And Parker Wright now looking to cash in at the charity stripe. First free throw for Parker is up and good. Parker Wright had 5 points in the first quarter. It's his first point since he now has six. Second free throw is up. That one, a line drive off the front of the rim, no good. 41-29, your score. Lee Scott out in front of Lafayette here halfway through this third quarter. Could have been a charge, no call. Offensive rebound on the tip shot is good. Warriors barely able to get across in the 10-second line, or a 10-second count. Barrett Cook has it on the wing, almost a steal, but now the Warriors have numbers on the gamble. Hayden Harper and one, plus the foul. Barrett Cook with a little bit of a wild throw. Hayden Harper able to corral it, use the athleticism, and because one of the Bulldogs went flying by, it gave Hayden Harper a free rein right into the middle of the paint, and he used that left arm to shield the defender. Goes up with the right hand. Layup is good, plus the foul. And the free throw from Harper is good. Hayden Harper now, despite struggling, you would think tonight, has 13. 14, I was about to say, no way that sounds right. 14 from the three threes and the 5 points here in this third quarter. Ball gets inside at the free throw line. Bulldogs running a motion against this zone. Left-handed layup, tough shot from Kamari Harrington. He has four in the quarter. And the Bulldogs not going away. It feels like it stays right at 8, 9, 10, 11, as it did throughout the entire third quarter, second quarter and third quarter. Chapman Harris running left wing three. That one too strong. Will Lyles gets the offensive rebound. He finds Harper, now back to Lyles on the baseline. Cord Zellner thought about the layup, didn't like what he had, tried to kick it out to Harper, but it gets intercepted going the other way with the Bulldogs. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 44-33, your score. Christian Griffin here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of tonight's action. As the Bulldogs trying to get some sort of offense going here. Working their way along the left side, passes it inside, right around what would be the restricted arc. And a nice left-handed hook shot rolls all the way around the rim and in, plus the foul. It's Jermaine Rozier looking to convert the three-point play. And he does, and the lead is cut to 8, 44-36. Lee Scott leads the Bulldogs of Lafayette. The Bulldogs, as soon as they get across half court, we're going to trap Hayden Harper, and Hayden Harper split the double team. And I think they're going to call a loose ball or a reach-in foul, as Hayden did split the double team. Coach William Johnson frustrated with his team as Hayden Harper again split the double team, so you know that multiple Warriors would have been open. Hayden Harper tried to do it all himself because everybody was kind of ball watching, and Coach William Johnson, hands on the hips, called his team out for it. The first free throw from Harper is up and good. Gray Haley checks back into the game for Chapman Harris. Second free throw from Hayden Harper rims out. 45-36, Lee Scott leads the Bulldogs. Could have been a carry, should have been a carry, no call. Hayden Harper, wide open steal, and the finger roll layup is good. Hayden Harper has taken over here in this third quarter. He has eight in the period. 17 now in the contest. Cord Zellner almost the poke steal, but it goes right back into the hands of a Bulldog. 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Parks Myers now a little handsy on the inside. I think they're going to get him for a reach-in foul. Brooke Zachary will check into the game for Cord Zellner. Parks Myers kicks the ball out of bounds, doing some jumping jacks, trying to not allow the inbounder to pass the ball inside. Inbound pass now goes into the short corner. A lot of contact with Brooke Zachary. Couldn't get the shot to go, but Rozier heads right back to the free throw line. Actually, I apologize. This time it's Jaden Thompson. Can't get that one to go on the front end. Second free throw on the way. That one goes straight through. 1:57 remaining on the clock. Will Lyles has checked into the game for the Warriors. Pass down low to Parks Myers. Left-handed layup. Grayson Haley gets it to go and the foul. Warriors off the made free throw. Immediately getting up the floor, not allowing the Bulldogs to set that 2-3 zone. A pass inside, then a pass to a cutting Haley. Haley gets the chance on the three-point play. Can't rattle that one home. Offensive rebound won by Brooke Zachary. Left-handed layup no good. Offensive or defensive rebound with Rozier and the Bulldogs. And using some tempo, and the Bulldogs kick it out of bounds. We head the other way. Warriors having trouble inbounding the basketball. It goes to Harper. He tries to find Haley, but it gets knocked out of bounds. 1:36 remaining in this third quarter. Warriors have numbers if they want to use it. Down low to Brooke Zachary, now to Parks Myers. That won't go. It could have been a jump ball, but the Bulldogs spinning out of it, and they step on the baseline. It will go back to the Warriors with 1:27 on the clock. A cutting Haley down low, and I think they're going to call a travel for him. They will. Haley got the ball and spun, but didn't put the ball on the floor. So they'll get him for steps. 1.5 to play here in the third quarter. Warriors by 12. Offensive rebound off the layup. And Jaden Thompson gets it to go, plus the foul. Lead back to 10, lead back to 9. Again, the Warriors have led by what feels like anywhere from 8 to 12 throughout a majority of the game. But as soon as the Warriors go on a little bit of a run, the Bulldogs have an answer right back. 1:15 in the third quarter. Lead cut down to 9. Haley, I think, is going to get called for a charge, and he will. Not a call that I necessarily agree with, but the violence of the hit down low, you feel like you're not going to get that call if you're Haley. A majority of the time. Remaining in the third quarter. Warriors lead by 9. Left-handed layup, no good. Offensive rebounds is one, but Hayden Harper with the steal. They have numbers. Out to Chapman Harris. His 3-foot jump stop layup, no good. Offensive rebound, no. Ripped away. It's now with the Bulldogs, and they have numbers. Could have been a travel, no call. And they're going to get contact on the layup. It's Julian Robinson heading to the free throw line, and the Bulldogs that have made the trip have a little bit of momentum cheering on their squad. Now as they're scoring on this away side in front of their fans. 49.5 remaining in the third quarter. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Second free throw. High arcing free throw. And that one is no good. So an empty trip for the Bulldogs at the free throw line. 40 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Warriors lead by 9. Chapman Harris has it at the free throw line. Kicks it to Hayden Harper. Back to Chapman Harris, who kicks it to Will Lyles. Thought about the 3. Jump stop. 8-foot jump shot. No good. Cord Zellner tries to track down the offensive rebounds. And I think they're going to say that it was out on the Bulldogs, as there was a Bulldog and Cord Zellner that ran their way up the stairs. Ended up 2 or 3 rows deep, 27.1 remaining here in this third quarter. Warriors, if they want to, can hold for the final shot. Hayden Harper gets all the way inside the free throw line. Tries to kick it out to Barrett Cook, but an errant pass. Cook tries to save it, but it bounces on the sideline. A turnover for the Warriors. And now, if they want to, the Bulldogs can hold for the final shot in the third quarter. Ball sits at the right wing. Now up to the top of the key. Point guard goes right at Hayden Harper. Barrett Cook with a steal. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Hayden Harper all the way to the rim. Reverse layup is no good. Will Lyles reverse layup. That off the back iron. And then the front of the rim, and can't get that one to go. Coach Johnson a little frustrated with Hayden Harper. I think there was a 3-on-1 opportunity, but he decided to take it himself. Warriors lead by 9 through 24 minutes of play. This one looking like it's going to go wire to wire here between Lee Scott and the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Don't go anywhere. The final 8 minutes when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Warriors get the ball to start this fourth quarter, working it around the three-point line. Parker Wright tried to throw it to the left wing, but Myers was cutting towards the middle of the paint. He throws it into the second row of the bleachers. It'll be a turnover for the Warriors. Warriors lead by 9 here, just underway in the fourth quarter inside their own stadium, inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Bulldogs use the high ball screen to get all the way inside the paint. A weak foul call. I didn't see much contact at all. But the Bulldogs will head to the free throw line. It was Quintavious Lloyd, who's had a quiet night, only 3 points in the score column. And Coach William Johnson's trying to ask the same question that a bunch of people were: where was the foul? First free throw rattles in and out. Second free throw is made. Warriors quick to go the other way. Parker Wright had it, now gave it to Hayden Harper. Now back to Wright in the short corner. Harper cutting, but will back it out. Chapman Harris at the top of the key. Barrett Cook catch and shoot. That time too short off the front rim. And they're going to say that it was touched by the Bulldogs. Being completely honest with you, Warriors get away with this call. That was out on Chapman Harris, going for the defensive rebound, poked it out from behind him. Hayden Harper put the ball inside, threw a lot of contact, couldn't get the layup to go, but he gets fouled. And number 2 in white will shoot 2. Warriors lead 49-41. 25 minutes of play. The first free throw from Harper. Can't get it to go down. You can see visible frustration from Hayden Harper. He'd tell you, without looking at any stats, that he had a very frustrating game. He does have 17 points. Make it 18. That's the first for the Warriors in the fourth quarter. Lead extended back to 9. 7 minutes to play. Bulldogs work it inside to the free throw line, and a nice screen, nice left-handed layup. You can tell that one's going in. Beautiful offense by the Bulldogs. They get it right to the free throw line. The guards crisscross, and the big man that's standing at the free throw line almost works as a screener on the dribble handoff. Barrett Cook, catch and shoot, right corner three, and you know the result. If you can find 23 in the catch and shoot, corners or the wing, you're going to like your result more times than not. Warriors extend that lead back to 10. We'll take a timeout here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
.633 remaining in the contest. Warriors, as they have what it feels like throughout the entire contest, have led by 10 but can't pull away, and the Bulldogs can't seem to inch any closer. Anywhere from 6 or 8 to 14-15, but feels like it's right in there. Both teams answering many runs back and forth. Barrett Cook, right before the timeout, hit a big-time three. He now has 11 in the contest with three threes in there. Working their way inside are the Bulldogs. Can't get it to go on the layup. Cook rips down the rebound. Finds Parks Myers dribbling with the left hand. Now Chapman Harris outside. Tries to find Hayden Harper, but a turnover. And the Bulldogs have numbers. A two-on-one fast break. And Quintavious Lloyd makes the Bulldogs pay. Or makes the Warriors pay, rather. Parks Myers at the three-point line, thought about the three. Now back out to Barrett Cook. He's feeling himself. Can't get that one to go. That one's short off the hands of Chapman Harris going the other way. You felt like Cook didn't have a true grip on that basketball. It looked a little awkward coming out of his hands. And the Bulldogs really quick to advance it. Left wing three from Johnson is no good. That would have sparked the Bulldogs even more. Caught the Warriors sleeping. They were definitely out of position. But tried to get their way back into the game with one shot. Warriors by 8, 53-45, 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Harper finds right, now finds Myers. Back to Chapman Harris, back to Barrett Cook. Left wing three, that one almost a wedgie in between the rim and the backboard. Coach Johnson frustrated a little bit with that one. Contact on the other end, layup no good, but a foul. And Jaden Thompson heads to the stripe. There's not been too many times that I feel like I've seen this Warrior team tired. And it might be the fact that it's the second of a back-to-back. Could very well be the case of a back-to-back as Will Lyles comes in for Barrett Cook. But the Warriors, you can see at the free throw line, a lot of hands on knees right now. A lot of heavy breathing. Both of these teams trying to win the war right now. Another substitution this time by the Bulldogs. 5:16 to play here in this fourth quarter. Warriors lead by 8. They double-team Harper, who finds Chapman Harris. Back to Parks Myers. Left-handed layup. Gets it to rattle home. Parks Myers now has 9. In the contest, and as we've talked about throughout the game, Warriors back up by 10. Could have been a push-off, no call. Offensive rebounds by the Bulldogs. That one won't go. Second chance or third chance opportunity. That one goes. It's Zaylin Todd. No, Jaden Thompson. Who brings the game back in single digits. Aiden Harper gets 2 feet inside the paint, crashes the defense, tries to kick it out, but Will Lyles was heading to the top of the key, so he throws it into the first row of the bleachers. Warriors turn it over, 4.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Bulldogs get the ball inside, and off on ball screen, left-handed jumper won't go. An offensive rebound can't be saved, and that goes out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. Warriors 55, Bulldogs 47. Bulldogs giving the Warriors all they can handle here, especially in this second half. A little motion offense around the perimeter. It's Will Lyles now back to Hayden Harper at the top of the key. Harper trying to shake his defender, finds Parks Myers cutting on the right hand. A lot of contact, no foul, but gets the layup to go regardless. Big buckets from Parks Myers here in this fourth quarter. He has 4 on back-to-back, and the lead back up to 10. Under 4 to play for the Warriors. You'll trade buckets for these final 4 minutes. 6-foot touch shot, no good. Good blocks out by Will Lyles. Nobody picks him up. Gets all the way inside the three-point line, then slows things down. Parks Myers again. Reverse layup from the left wing, or the right wing. And the left-handed layup is good. I've talked about the cutting ability of Parks Myers. It's been in this fourth quarter, you're almost telling 11, hey, go get a bucket. And he's done 3 straight buckets from number 11. Extends the lead back up to 12. 3:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. Warriors 59, Bulldogs 47. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network following the 30-second timeouts. A reminder that the second half tip-off tonight was brought to you by Mountain High Outfitters, celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street. They're located right across from the Auburn University campus. The Bulldogs giving the Warriors everything that they want on their home floor. Bulldogs lead by 12. But a game of runs here, especially in the second half. Warriors won this one 75-63 in the first matchup of the season. And you can see how both of these teams have very much improved. It's Bulldog basketball with 3.5 to play. Cam Thomas thought about the three, but they'll slow things down and set the offense. They give it to their big man at the free throw line. They run that offense again with a dribble handoff, almost sets the screen. And Hayden Harper gets called for the foul. He doesn't agree with it, tries to plead his case with the referee. But the Bulldogs now sit at the free throw line. First free throw, can't get it to rattle home. If there's one thing neither team has done extremely well tonight, it's been the free throws. The Warriors, you feel like you could lead by 15 or 16, or even more than that with the lead 12. I was thinking it was 8. You could lead by almost 20 if that was the case. Or you feel like if you're the Bulldogs, they go 0 for 2 from the line this time, it could be close to a tie game or a one-possession game if either team were able to capitalize on their free throws. Under 3 to play here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside Sanford Gymnasium. Will Lyles finds Hayden Harper. Back out to Haley. Now back to Parks Myers. If there's somebody you want to get the ball in the hands of right now, it's Parks Myers, and it's Parks Myers going downhill. They do find it to him. Now a cutting Parker Wright. Now back to Parks Myers. Now to Hayden Harper. Jab step, and they're going to call a travel. He tried to get the hop step following the jab, but his feet didn't land at the same time. So instead of that counting as 1 foot, counts as 2. That'll be 3 steps. And the momentum carried him a bit too far. 2.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors lackadaisical on defense. The Bulldogs missed the layup. Good closing defense from Haley. They tried to keep the Warriors off balance. And if you're the Warriors, you're happy to slow things down here And Grayson Haley, left-handed reverse layup, can't get that one to go, but through contact will head to the line. Gray Haley has 4 points tonight, looking to make it 5 and 6. First free throw off the back iron. Second free throw rattles home. Haley now with 5 in the contest, approaching the 2 minute mark here inside Samford Gymnasium. Warriors, if you can get 2 or 3 more stops, you'd love where you're at. Parks Myers gets the steal. It's Haley, 2-on-2, fast break layup. Can't get the layup to go, but through a whole lot of contact. He will head to the free throw line. He sits on the second E in Lee Scott, down on the floor, holding that right elbow. All 4 Warriors standing by, checking in. The trainer and Coach Johnson now out on the floor. Hopefully nothing more than just a stinger. He is able to walk off under his own power. Warriors are already down a man in Wyatt Watley. It was about this time last night where the Warriors were up big in their 71-36 win over Notasulga. And Wyatt Watley twisted his ankle going in for a layup. So he has not seen the floor tonight. Chapman Harris will sub in to shoot the 2 free throws for Haley. Can't get the first one to go. It's Chapman Harris, Will, Lyles Parker, Wright, Hayden Harper, and Parks Myers, the 5 on the floor for Lee Scott. The second free throw from Harris is good. He has 6. Warriors up 14, 61-47. With 1:45 remaining in the contest. Should have been a travel, is called a travel. With the big man right at the free throw line trying to decide if he wants to take it himself or find one of his point guards and shuffle the feet. 1:37 remaining in the contest. They double Hayden Harper as soon as he gets to the, or gets across half court, trying to get a steal and keeping it out of number 2's hands. They find it to him anyway with 1:25. Warriors content to just pass this around the 3-point line. You don't necessarily feel like it's close enough if you're the Bulldogs to foul. Trailing by 14. And with no shot clock, you'll happily use these final 65 seconds with the ball in your possession. You hear the coach saying, go get the ball. It's with Hayden Harper at the top of the key. 1 minute to play. Warriors by 14. Back to Hayden Harper at the volleyball line. Works his way to the right wing. Now out to Will Lyles. They're just playing keep away at this point. At least Scott faithful are loving it. Parks Myers now inside. Reverse layup. Or actually inside-handed layup off the right foot. Left arm on the right side. Can't get it to go, but through contact will head to the line. A possession that lasted almost a minute when you needed it most will end with the Warriors at the free throw line. Parks Myers gets the first of 2. Had 5 in the first half. And has 10 here in the second half, including 8 in the fourth. Bulldogs use a full timeout. We'll take 1 with them here. 46.4 remaining on the clock. Warriors have extended their lead. They lead 63-47, looking to win their 3rd straight. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
I guess the Bulldogs only had full timeouts, but they just decided to use it as a 30-second timeout. Both teams come to the floor. Left-handed layup by the Bulldogs is up and good. 30 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Warriors lead 63-49. Chapman Harris with a lazy pass. That gets stolen away. Hayden Harper meets the defender at the rim. Can't get that layup to go. Barrett Cook the rebound. Chapman Harris now across half court. They will slow things down. 16, 15, 14 here. And a blocking foul going for the steal. They're actually going to call an offensive foul on Hayden Harper. They said that he used that off arm. Man, people in the white and black have had it out to get Hayden Harper over these past couple nights. You got to feel for him a little bit. Shot hasn't necessarily been there. He goes through contact just about every single time. He hits the rim, and now another foul. This time a frustration foul on Harper, trying to contest the layup with 6.1 remaining. Warriors are 6 seconds away as the free throw rattles in and out from moving to 10-1 on the season, moving to 3-0 this week. Warriors, between the varsity girls and the varsity boys, move to 6-0. Second free throw can't go either, but out of bounds on Parker Wright, 4.9. remaining in the contest, and this is all but said and done. Inbound pass goes to the low block. Left-handed layup is good as time expires. Warriors 63. Bulldogs 51. Warriors win all three this week. Move to 10-1 on the season. Coach William Johnson done such a good job here with this Warriors squad in the first year of Lee Scott basketball in the AHSAA. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back and wrap everything up here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally. By making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at auburnbank.com.
All in all, a happy night here inside William J. and Evelyn B. Sanford Gymnasium. Hello, everybody. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We brought you all the action here between Lee Scott and the Bulldogs of Lafayette. Kind of a recap throughout the entire week as the girls' varsity team and the boys' varsity team, they combine going 6-0 this week, 3-0 between the two. They both win at Horseshoe Bend. Girls won that one 52-26. Boys won on the road 72-41. The girls won last night 46-1 over Notasoga. Boys won 71-36. And then tonight, the second game of a back-to-back where you can tell it played a little bit of wear and tear on the Lee Scott Warriors. You haven't seen it too many times, but you can see they were tired a little bit, looking to have a little bit of time to regroup. But the girls won 46-21, and the boys win 63-51 here. So all in all, a very happy night on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Looking at some of these final stats for the Lee Scott Warriors, going down the lineup, Gray Haley finished with 5. Parker Wright finished with 5, 10, 13, 16, 17. Parker Wright with 6. Will Lyles with 2. Chapman Harris finishes with 6. Parks Myers finished with 5, 7, 12. He had 15. 8 of those came in the fourth quarter, kind of that closer mentality. He had 3 straight buckets early in the fourth quarter to kind of keep this out of hand as soon as it felt like the Bulldogs were closing in the gap a little bit, getting on a little bit of a run. It was Parks Myers taking over. He finishes with 15. Cord Zellner finishes with the lone free throw in the fourth quarter. Barrett Cook, he finishes with 11 and 3 threes. Lee Scott on the girls' side of things, they move to 5-6. The boys move to 10-1. What a great job both of these teams have done coming off of those Montgomery tournaments as well, where you're playing 3 or 4 games in a row to come back the very next week and have 3 games, a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday slate, and to come out with 6 victories is all that you can ask for if you're Coach Corey Harrison and Coach William Johnson. As we talked about with Coach Corey Harrison at the halftime break, Warriors have another big-time matchup. Our next broadcast will be on Tuesday, December 10th. It will be at home where the Warriors will host Beulah in their first area game of the season. Coach Corey Harrison called that the first real game of the season. Again, this is where you can throw stats out the window. You can throw records out the window. Any sort of area game requires your ultimate focus. And it's happy to see, at least on the varsity girls' side, she said that tonight and yesterday was the first time that she's had her full healthy roster. Warriors, on the varsity boys' side of things, you can't necessarily say the same thing. You hope to get Wyatt Watley back, and then you hope that Gray Haley is all right as well, as he was holding that right arm following the hard foul on the layup. He didn't see the floor for the final 2 or 3 minutes of tonight's contest. You hope that health will be all good for the Warriors. Again, as our next broadcast is Thursday, December 5th, I'm sorry, Tuesday, December 10th. I was looking at where I haven't marked off yet, and I haven't marked off Thursday or Friday. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday, December 10th at home against Beulah. Girls scheduled for 5:30, boys scheduled for 7. Airtime, again, kind of depends on the final score and when the varsity or the JV boys go final, but right around that time is when you can expect to hear from us. Again, that'll all be right here on your home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, the Radio Alabama app, and if you want to follow along on the stream, the YouTube and Facebook live streams as well. Thank you for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody at Lee Scott Academy and for everybody at Auburn Network, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, until next Tuesday, have a great night. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Championship Saturday. And as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.